Welcome everyone back to this week's episode of the Here's Johnny podcast. I am your host, Larry.
And I am your other host, Justin.
Angry Justin.
Oh man.
Rage quit Justin.
Fuck. Yeah. We'll get into
it. We'll talk about that in a little bit. As you can tell, we are reviewing the game Rampage World Tour. It is a patron force selection from our good friend Ginger Thrust. We will actually be hearing from him a little bit later on in the show. But before all of that, before we get into Rampage, Justin, what's been new with you? How you living? How's the cold white north?
It's good. It's actually, I won't lie, it was very nice today. I went outside with my jacket open, no hat, and it was nice. It was very nice and mild today. It was a little cold over the weekend, but you know,
okay.
It's actually surprisingly mild this time of year.
Good.
But I have played Rampage, which we'll get into.
Save it.
Yeah, we'll get into. I'm going to save that for, yeah, we'll get into it. I played a little bit of Final Fantasy X, not too much. Oh, wait. No, actually, I played a lot of it.
Where are you?
I'm at the wedding.
Okay,
so you're that far, yeah, far no, than no, I'm
I'll,
not.
I'll catch
not,
up to you on Saturday.
I'm very much, like, I'm not very far. I've just been plugging away at it at work. I brought it home a couple times just to kind of goof around in it. I'm really hoping to get it done within the next couple of weeks just so we can get another.
I could blow through it so much faster. I wasn't playing it on stream, but I want to play it on stream. So
yeah, well, that'll be my oh god, 10-2. Oh boy.
I think you are playing 10-2 on stream. You already agreed.
Oh yeah,
to that.
Yeah, I have it on Steam, so I'll play it on stream there. I've been playing some Persona 5 Royal. I'm in the home stretch for that game and getting the platinum, and I'll be very happy once I do. We started our EDF Wednesdays yesterday. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed the conversation that followed when we finished playing the game with the chat.
I agree. I think that might be what we should try to maybe even aim for on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
After. Well, we're trying to kind of figure some stuff out. We're also, well, we'll talk about it at the end. I'm trying to think if I watched anything. I can't really think about anything else I did this week. So I'm just going to send it on over to you. What about you, Larry? What have you been up to?
All right, start with books. I am still reading the Christopher Pliny book and listening to the Aragon audiobooks. I'm still in the first book. So that's all I'm doing for reading. As far as shows and movies, still watching Food Network and HGTV with my Discovery Plus. Me and Devin, for my birthday, I just wanted to lay around and be lazy and just hang out and watch Harry Potter movies. And tonight we finished all 8 movies.
Damn.
We did, yeah, it was a lot of movies, but it was great. Yeah, I love Harry Potter. So it was really, really fun. We watched a fan film called Severus Snape and the Marauders.
Well, I've never even heard of that.
It's not good. Wouldn't recommend it. Basically, it's like from Snape's point of view, like a nice guy, which has kind of always been my vibe from him anyway. It's, don't waste your time. what else? Trying to think about movies, I really have been slacking there too, but in games I haven't. I beat Rampage in one sitting. My memory card died on me and it was either beat it then or restart, and that wasn't happening. Got back to the Final Fantasy X streams. That was a lot of fun. Played EDF with you, and then Ginger, who again is kind of be the running theme of this episode, last night I saw he was playing Resident Evil 0. And I was trying to tell him to go for some of the harder trophies, and he told me no. And that made me think, well, what trophies do I have left for Resident Evil 2 Remake and 3 Remake? And this original remake. And I saw I had a couple, but I was close. So I put in Resident Evil 2, got one run through today. I got like 5 trophies. I got kill 3 enemies with 1 grenade, shoot a liquor out of the air when it's jumping at you, no healing item the entire time, and don't open the item box the entire time. I also they added a trophy to tie into Resident Evil 3.
Oh,
if you
really?
Go to Kendo's gun shop,
Yeah.
There's a note from Jill, and it's just a trophy.
Oh.
Just one trophy. Weird. Yeah, like a DLC expansion. It's just one trophy that's sitting. He's got to pick up the letter.
Did you try any of the, like, after the, I'm going to have to. Ghost stories or something?
Yeah, I have to for the platinum, so okay. I will be doing that. But yeah, I plan on doing that one, then 3, because for 3, all I have to do is get an S rank on Inferno.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, that's it?
Which is, I mean, Inferno is very hard.
No, I know, but like the only one trophy left?
Well, if I do that, it gets the rest of the trophies. The rest are like playing like hardcore, on Inferno. All
right, okay.
So I just got to get an S rank in Inferno and like knock them all out.
Isn't Resident Evil 2 Remake such a fucking good game?
I want to save that for the end of this episode, yeah. But yes. I mean, I didn't jump as much. I kind of knew where stuff was at, but I kind of forgot where some zombie placements were at. Having to run by the Lickers was still a pain. I was just playing on normal mode, so it wasn't anything special.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I forgot how wonderful that game is. 3 of those, too, but 2 in particular. Oh, the 2 reason why it's so high.
Yeah, 2 was very special.
And then, yeah, playing a little bit more Pokemon. Oh, and last thing, this is the last week of the Season of the Hunt in Destiny, and I got my second title. I claimed the Warden title, so I now have 2 titles in Destiny 2.
So are you done with Destiny 2 now?
The new season starts next week.
Okay, so no, not at all.
Well, I am because there's no raid. Like, my big thing is the raid. So I will do what it takes to get the seasonal title.
Okay.
But I'm not going to mess around and try to do, like, there's no raid. When the new raid drops, I'll get back into it. That's, like, my favorite thing to do. But as of right now, I'm kind of in a lull.
Oh, that's fair. It gives you time to play other stuff. Yeah, yes. We'll get into it.
Okay, so with all that being said, I have no idea what music you picked, but there's only one song to choose from, so Justin, play.
I found out there is about 4.
So play one of the 4, and let's get into this review of Rampage World Tour.
I feel like that really, really sets up what we're about to get into.
And I think before we say anything else, we are now, because we are very grateful, we have a lot of patrons.
Yeah.
And because of that, we can't have them all on their episodes anymore because it's too much coordination. People have busy lives and to get that all working. And Justin, you have a family, so, and you do a lot for the show anyway, so I don't want to take up too much more of your time.
Oh, I appreciate that. Oh, that was very nice of you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
But, of course, we still want their input. So we are now asking our patrons just to send us like a 2 to 3 minute audio clip about why they made the selections they did. And Ginger, oblige, and send it in. So, Justin, let's hear from Ginger Thrust.
Hey there, everyone. Marcus here, a.k.a. Ginger Thrust. So you find yourself at the end of Rampage World Tour, and you're wondering how you got here. It's because of me. I made you guys play this. I'm so sorry, but also I'm so happy that I was able to force you to play this. The reason I picked this one was because when I heard that the season was Kaiju, this was honestly one of the first titles that came to my mind, even though I really don't really have much memory of playing it. I'm pretty sure I played it on the original PlayStation because I know that it came out on the Nintendo 64, but seeing as how I never owned one of those, it had to have been on the PlayStation 1. I find this one kind of interesting too because it's definitely a game that exemplifies all of the basic ideas of what a Kaiju game would be, at least to me. You've got giant versions of creatures that we see in our animal kingdom. You've got lots of real estate being destroyed and lots of potential insurance headaches to result from that. And you've got lots of scared citizens running all over the place. And unlike most other games where you have to kill the monster, it's your job just to pretty much destroy everything else. And I find that kind of interesting. They don't really make too many games that do that. At least I don't see that many anymore. But yeah, so like I said, I feel like this just had all of those characteristics of a good kaiju game. Also, I find it's one of those games that you could just turn your brain off and just go through. And I think that's probably the point of it when it was made. This was probably still around the time when games didn't quite need to have that strong story element to them, like so many that we see now. This was definitely one that you could just buy, throw in your console, and just play while you binge on your favorite snack food and just turn your brain off from your worries of school and homework and all of that. So, yeah. That's pretty much everything I have to say about Rampage. I hope you guys had a wonderful time with it. I hope that you play it every week for the rest of your lives because you loved it so much. And can't wait to hear more about it. Bye.
So the first thing I want to say is that I think this is the most true-to-form kaiju game that we have had this season.
Yes, I would happen to agree.
Because even though Dino Crisis was good, it's still kind of dinosaur, and we kind of manipulated it to work for our show. But yeah, true-blooded kaiju, this is it.
Yes, it is.
And that leads to a bigger discussion. But, Justin, before any of that, what background on this game do you have?
Oh, boy. So, this game is actually a remake of the 1986 arcade game. But Rampage World Tour was released in 1997. It's technically the second game in the Rampage series, which there are more games. And it came out on...
How many games are there in this franchise?
Oh, boy. Let's find out right now. Thank you, Wikipedia. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
What is the latest one? What year did it come out? What consoles is it on?
Rampage 2018. It is a arcade game available at Dave & Buster's. 2006, it looks like, was the latest console game, and it came out on GameCube and PlayStation 2.
Interesting. Okay.
It actually looks pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie. Yep. But other than that, like, it came out on PlayStation, Sega Saturn, Nintendo 64.
That's where you played it.
Yeah,
right?
I played on the 64. Oh my god, it looks like shit. Game Boy Color.
Cool.
PC. And
do you have any sales information?
No. None.
What company made this game?
It is a Midway game. I don't know if you are aware.
I remember Midway. Midway used to make football games.
Yeah, and they're very big in, like, the arcade game.
Okay, I remember scene. They made like an NFL game I used to play.
Yeah, I'm looking at they Blitz the League, perhaps.
That's what it is, yeah. NFL Blitz. That's right. I knew there was a Midway game I knew from growing up.
Yeah, okay. I'm just taking a quick look. They actually also made Killer Instinct, which is a good game.
Are they still around?
I'm assuming helped publish. Oh, developed or licensed by? Yeah, okay. So they helped develop Mortal Kombat 1 through 4.
That's also where I know them from.
Okay. Yeah. And if they are around right now, they are defunct. It looks like 2010, June 9th, 10 years ago. Well, 10 years ago, last time this was updated. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
sales, no sales info?
No, because it was like a mix of all these. It came out on like a bunch of different consoles back then. Numbers weren't as solid as they are. They're not celebrated like they are now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, okay. Well, if that's all you got.
I do have one thing that I completely forgot and I wanted to make sure I brought up.
Okay.
Shortly after the home ports were released, Rampage World Tour was exhibited at an arcade show in Japan, and it garnered such little interest that the game never released in Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. And one side note, there is a film starring The Rock that came out a few years ago.
I think it was last year, wasn't it?
was it last year?
No, 2019. So 2 years ago, but
yeah. If you want to check more on that, Seagram wrote a blog post over on the Here's Johnny site. So go to heresjohnnypodcast.com and check that out. But Justin,
yep,
time to put your feet to the fire. I want to hear your 60-second plot summary. I have a clock pulled up. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
3, 2, 1, go.
George, Lizzie, and Ralph were released due to an explosion at the Scum Labs facility. And basically, you travel around the world killing its employees and the Scum Labs labs around the world. In the last few levels, the like CEO guy turns into a monster and tries to kill you. Obviously, he dies. He's defeated during a battle at a lunar base, and the only surviving Scum Lab employee, Dr. Elizabeth, she tries to kill the monsters, but instead shrinks them to miniature size, and they end up on her ship. And I don't remember what the last part of that game is, but I think they just like fly away. And okay. Yeah, that's about it. All right,
you still have 15 seconds left, and you blew out my GD eardrums because that music you have playing is loud as hell.
Oh, well, I promise it is a lot quieter for the recording.
I really hope you mixed that down because I literally could not hear a word you were saying, but I didn't want to interrupt your flow and be accused of sabotage.
Oh, okay. No, I was I was done in like 15 seconds. There's not much plot to this game.
And that's where we're starting off. Plot. You had the benefit of watching me play this first.
Benefit, yes, sure.
So you went into it full well knowing that it was an arcade game.
Well, and now, I had played the arcade game before.
Okay. I think I had messed around with it at some point, but like nothing. Okay.
Nothing significant.
Again, I'm not trying to get in the gameplay yet. We're talking about plot. I was expecting something of a story. When you told me that there was four hours worth of gameplay and that there was an end, I assumed there would be some story. I think it took me to around level 70 to accept that the story is the opening level.
Yep.
And the last two.
Yep. cutscene at the end.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where the story's at. And there is an interesting story-ish.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, except for the fact that it takes a 10-second story and stretches it out over 4 hours.
Yes. Which, again, I'm trying to stay away from gameplay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
But that's the thing, right? Is the plot summary you gave, from what I was able to hear outside my bleeding eardrums.
I can read it to you again if you want, because
no, because I know what it is. I played it too.
Yeah.
It was interesting. There was something there to it, but I would say it was only a little bit more involved than 3D Monster Maze. And 3D Monster Maze came out 16 years previous.
Yeah. I personally think I might have enjoyed the story from 3D Monster Maze a little bit better than I did this one.
And again, this is going to be a list I want people to keep in mind when comparing three categories here: plot, gameplay, and audio. Castlevania Symphony of the Night, Final Fantasy VII, Curse of Monkey Island, the original Fallout, Crash Bandicoot 2, Star Fox 64, and there was one other one I wanted to point out. Mortal Kombat 4, which I think is important to bring in because it is another arcade-like game, all came out in the same year.
Yep.
So I am trying to be comparable to that, and I think they would have been better suited making a actual story mode similar to what Mortal Kombat did with the Towers, right? Where the Towers, the tournament, you're trying to play through it, because that's an arcade game, and there's at least a story, right? You're fighting for Earthrealm to save Earthrealm from and the invaders.
Kind of the thing with Mortal Kombat 2 is like it's like quote unquote story mode where you're fighting through the tower really only takes like maybe an hour.
It's 10.
Yeah, so it's
10 fights.
So not even an hour, really.
No, if not, if you're halfway decent, it's 30 minutes.
Yeah, so I mean, and that's enough time to sit down, get what you want out of a game, and back away. And it's something that you can mindlessly put time into, but it's not like...
Okay, we're getting close to gameplay.
I know. But the problem is, like, you get something out of that. Whereas I think here, they do a bad job of even, like, injecting little parts of the plot throughout would be fine.
I don't even think they did a bad job. They just didn't do a job. They didn't try throughout the middle 108 levels. Yeah. They didn't.
No, I know. There was like, the doctor talking in the middle, but it was always...
Whenever you destroy one of his labs.
But it was always... Well, even, like, the girl doctor, it was always just a loop of what she would say of, like, 10 things. It would just loop. Mm-hmm. And by the time you heard the same thing four times in a row, you want to just say fuck it and not play it. But we had
and
to.
So that's it for plot. And I went back because obviously people know I kind of look at my old scores and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be my lowest score in a while.
Okay.
And it's going to be lower than the worst one I gave previously, which was Resident Evil 6, which I gave a 1.5. And my thought process with Resident Evil 6 was it had a story, but it was boring and stupid.
Yes.
This one barely has a story.
And it's boring. Well,
and it's boring.
Because they stretch it out.
Because it's so stretched out. So with that, I gave it a 1.
I also gave it a 1. Unfortunately, I really wish there was more to talk about here. But there is... I mean, there's nothing of substance in the game, really, plot-wise, so there's nothing to really talk about.
Especially, like I said, I did do some research. I was trying to... Because, again, I think people know the games I normally play, with the exception of Destiny, which apparently I just got sucked into during quarantine, are RPGs. Real, in-depth story games where, like that's the most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm trying to be... better about that, but there's nothing here and I couldn't. So, gameplay. I'll tell mine because mine's a little less fun than yours.
Okay.
Saturday morning, day before I turned 30, I was like, I'm going to play this. I'm going to play for like 2 hours. If I'm enjoying it, I'll beat it. If not, I'll come back and play it later in the week. After level 10, my memory card stopped working. I took it out, blew in it, tried to put it back in because it got on PS1. Nothing. So, at that point, I realized... I gotta keep going. 4.5 hours. Luckily, there were people in the chat talking to me. It was an endurance battle. It is the exact same thing over and over and over again. Even the little cool things you can do within the level get boring very fast because they are the same thing in all the other levels. But I died a shit ton because I'm bad at video games. Didn't matter because there is no punishment for dying. There is no level up system. I think I had just about 5 million points when I was done with the game. And my final time was 4 hours and 4 minutes and a very sore left thumb.
Okay.
What happened to you, Justin?
So I believe it was that evening. I sat down to play on my Nintendo 64. I turned on Perfect Dark and made a save on my memory card to make sure that it worked.
Okay.
And then I started playing. About level 60, I realized, oh, that Perfect Dark save used up the last of my save memory. So I could not save. And then I went, well, fuck, okay, whatever. It's Saturday night. I can stay up. I can finish it. Whatever.
And Dark was there hanging out with you.
Yeah. Dark came in kind of close to the end, with the last maybe half an hour.
Because I went back and watched that stream.
Yeah, fucking Christ, man. I did.
Steven did. Matt did. I heard Doug did, too.
Yeah. My finger.
The last 16 minutes was what we were interested in.
Oh, I flat out told Matt, like, if you want to see some rage, just like, and defeat, watch the last fucking 10 minutes of that thing. Actually, my finger, my index finger, this one, still hurts from the controller. I have not held a 64 controller in so long.
I warned you.
Yeah.
Especially when it took me 4 hours, I told you. I said, dude, if you need your hands on the PS1 version, it will be worth your time.
Did you see how bad that fucking game looks on 64, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks trash.
Especially compared, mine didn't look that bad.
Oh, mine looked like garbage. But I think it was level 120 or 118, somewhere in the late 100s. Well, compared to the end of the game, which I think is like 132 or 131. I can't really
131
remember.
Levels in this game.
I got to 110 plus and my game froze.
In the score world.
Yeah.
Disappeared for 15, 16 minutes.
Yeah, I was trying to do whatever I could to resuscitate it. So basically I tried everything to fix it without turning off my 64.
Stream going.
I'm very glad that my microphone was off because it was a lot of me yelling and swearing at midnight.
That is why I have the wait around screen.
Yeah. I was yelling and swearing at my Nintendo 64, something I haven't done since I was, I don't know, maybe like 13 or 14. And yeah, I couldn't save it. So I decided to end the stream. I was very upset. I was about 3.5 hours into it.
You texted me because I...
I told you. I have never...
Well, a little bit of background. I did not hang out with Justin in stream. My wife took me out to dinner for my birthday, which was on Sunday. And we didn't go out drinking or anything because like everything closes at 10 o'clock. But I was just spending time with her for my birthday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I wasn't...
But he messaged me.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, like, just say fuck it. Like, watch mine. Like, you got close enough. You're not going to gain anything else. Or you're not going to garner anything more from going back and doing it. But floor is yours again.
So I went back and the next day, like the fucking trooper I am, and I kind of took it in chunks this time. I made sure I had room in my memory card, and I just kind of slowly throughout the day, I told Larry, I said, I can't stream that. I can't stream it anymore. Like I was fucking done.
We are even from Dark Souls.
Yeah, I just basically took the rest of the time on Sunday and a little bit on Monday to just slowly work my way through that game and get it done and then say, fuck this game.
So that is our gameplay experience. And I need to make it very clear that the controls are also kind of counterintuitive. Hopping on things, jumping on stuff, that doesn't work very well. The point system is weird. The things you can eat, sometimes it's hard to tell what they are. Sometimes they hurt you, but it doesn't matter because you can't die. Turning into Ralph was not Ralph.
Vern
was cool.
Go ahead.
I played as Lizzie and you played as George.
Yes. We wanted to go with our season art. Yeah. I actually only turned into Vern once because I basically went into it Saturday night just fucking steamrolling it.
Once chat told me you could do that, I did do whatever I saw the toxic ways just to kind of break the monotony.
Oh, so Dark was like, oh, I smell Vern. I was like, what the fuck is Vern? So, oh, you haven't tested or tried the nuclear waste. I told them, like, no, I literally go punch buildings until the level's over. So
that's what I was doing until she came into my chat, or they came into my chat too. And gameplay was rough.
Yes, the other issue is like you kind of mentioned, the controls weren't only unintuitive, but they were like almost like unresponsive. Like it felt like basically anytime you wanted to do something, you would have to kind of take a second to do that thing instead of like just
which cost you damage, which would have sucked if you could have ended and got a game over.
But the thing too is like it also got like it yes, there was no repercussion for dying. So at a point, I just stopped killing everything and I was just punching buildings because who gives a fuck? But it's also really annoying when you die.
Yes.
And I don't know. I really think that as a console game and not an arcade game, this game just does not work.
Especially when you compare with other games that came out in this class.
Yeah. Like, so the thing is it would be different if I had friends over and we were like, hey, I mean, I wouldn't do this now because there's better games that I can do with now.
If you and I played this cooperatively for like 30 minutes, I think we might have had a better response to it.
Oh, exactly. But we played it for
completion.
Completion.
That's what this podcast is. We play to the end. We play to beat the game.
Exactly. And
because just like a movie, you don't watch half an hour of a movie and make a comment on it.
Well,
because
it could change. It could change at the end. What if it changes at the end and it fucking turns amazing? Game of Thrones. Yeah. No, yeah, that's okay. Like this is equal on the end of Game of Thrones. I see what you're saying. Okay. There was just really no takeaway. Actually, the one takeaway is that my finger hurts still, and it's been almost a week.
Mine doesn't, but the PS1 controller is a little bit more forgiving. But during the day, when I was playing it, it was hurting. Like, it was, like, sore and almost blistered.
Yeah, it's...
Because the PS1 controller, again, is unforgiving.
Yeah, oh my god. And obviously the N64 version looks like shit.
Which we don't really talk about graphics because unless it's like Deadly Premonition 2, sorry Whitney, we don't really consider that unless it's like,
yeah, because I think like even a lot of the older games, I mean a lot of them hold up really, like,
yep,
it doesn't matter what they look like.
1.5.
I went with 1. there was really nothing.
The half points for Vern.
That's okay.
Audio is going to be very short because the audio selection was very short. It is the same thing for 131 levels. At first, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Throwback, retro, arcade-y, cool. 130 levels later, wow. It was awful.
I turned my headphones off.
And I played on stream, so I had nothing to even do to save myself.
Yeah, it was brutal. Even on my stream, I turned my headphones off. I said, you know, I'm not gonna fucking listen to this.
Yeah.
And I turned it. I didn't turn it off. I turned it down so I could barely hear it. But that way, I would be able to hear it if anything new happened. And guess what?
Did it?
No, absolutely not. Nothing happened.
And what was there? It was cool. But I cannot in good conscience give this thing any higher than a 1 because it was the same thing again for 130 levels.
Yeah, I also gave it a 1.
Now this last one, actually has inspired a lot bigger conversation that I don't think any of us were prepared for. So let's first talk about this game and then branch it off into the conversation we were having last night.
Okay.
I mentioned at the beginning that this is probably the most pure kaiju game to like the actual definition, not the Here's John definition, but the actual definition that we have played on this podcast to date. Yes?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that's kind of going to lead into the conversation that we're about to have. But we also tried to kind of stick to the actual definition picking the games this season
for ourselves. But for ourselves, think Ginger did a great job.
Oh, he knocked it out of the park.
A kaiju game. Yes. 100%. The problem is it's never scary. It's meant to be cartoony and fun. Like obviously you're breaking the world up and there's a big like monster tubby guy you have to crush. And so there's that. So like, I don't think they ever meant it to be scary. So I don't put words in your mouth, but I'm pretty sure we can agree that this is like a 1 for both of us.
Oh, absolutely. There's literally nothing here. Like, I had messaged you before and was like,
And so we'll review the scores in a second, but this is where I want to take a brief moment and then at the end issue a challenge to our listeners.
Okay.
So I was kind of in a funk last night, which is another reason why I ended up playing Resident Evil 2 today and why I'm pushing Silent Hill Origins for like sooner rather than later. We have played 3D Dino Maze, which was the original survival horror game. Fine. Dino Crisis and a Resident Evil 2, or sorry, a Resident Evil clone, but still fun, not really kaiju. Dark Souls, an adventure in and of itself, had some hoary moments, especially my mental anguish. But I think we can agree it's not Silent Hill. It's not Resident Evil 2. It's not any of these games, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's not the survival horror, the action horror, any of those kind of things that we kind of like to play. And so I told you, especially during Earth Defense Force 5.
Which is also a goofy-ass game.
A what?
It's also a goofy-ass game.
Yes. So that was when I asked you, Justin, is kaiju scary? Is there a horror kaiju game? And we sat there on stream last night talking to the people who were there with us and asking them like what they think. And we don't think there is anything. And we were also like, spent some time today looking at things, and like the one thing I brought up was Five Nights at Freddy's, because it is, I mean, there's a stream of me going way back. If you want to check that out, I jump like a child. And but the thing is, that's Mad Scientist. We can't even use that. Yeah. And like our subgenre definition for kaiju is defined in the dictionary as a giant monster, particularly such as those related to Japanese science fiction. But for our show, monsters, big and small, with or without a connection to Japanese sci-fi. What we have so far, and what I know is coming down the pipeline, I do not think we are going to get that feeling like we have gotten in other seasons.
Oh, I don't. I agree. I mean, we talked about this last night, but I think that this is definitely going to be the weakest, is a bad way to put it, but I think it's going to be the weakest horror.
Scary. Yeah. Scary.
The least scary games we have are going to be this season.
In the movies, if I didn't change the language of what kaiju is, it would probably be scary too. But because we manipulated it a little bit, I'm going to have Jaws. I'm going to have Arachnophobia. I'm going to have Jurassic Park, right? I want to have these kind of bigger, scarier movies with bigger, or in Arachnophobia's case, smaller monsters.
Yeah.
And, but even that, that's bending it. You know what I mean? And so this is my challenge before we wrap up the review. I challenge anybody listening to this podcast to recommend a game. It can be on any console. Justin and I can get our hands on anything. We can make anything work. We have connections. Like I have my game store, and Justin has them in Canada. We can get a game. If you know of a kaiju game that fits our show's definition that is scary, and if it gets higher for the how scary part than a 6 from Justin and I will send you my copy of Vampire Hunter D.
Oh, really?
It is a mint condition copy of Vampire Hunter D. It has to be kaiju. It has to fit the definition, and it has to scare us. Higher than a 6. You know what? I'm going to set it, Vampire Hunter D, that's like a $40, $50 game. Higher than a 7. Average for both of us.
Okay. Obviously,
but the thing is, I don't think it's going to happen.
No, it's going to happen. Not.
Because we searched. I would love, this is the moment where I would love to be proven wrong.
Like, the thing is like, so the problem really, really comes down to, I think I could find a scary monster game. I really do. But it's not going to be easy because there are games like Amnesia, The Dark Descent. We really could, if we kind of bent our rules, do it. But that's not what we're trying to do.
And the other thing too is I bet Amnesia, similar to games you mentioned like Kuon and The Suffering, and Five Nights at Freddy's, even though we could bend them to fit, they fit better elsewhere, and they would be a really good addition to that season.
Yes. And that's the problem.
The problem. Like, we don't want to take away from a season to try to bolster this. Like, that's kind of the whole point of the last episode of these seasons, is to review it. And I'm telling you, at the halfway point of this season, dude, I don't think there's anything scary for kaiju.
I don't think there is either. I know there is. I did find one game, but we have no way of playing it because it never came out outside of Japan.
Thank you for being a tease, Mr. Justin.
It's called City Shrouded in Shadow. Yeah, but...
All right. So, yeah. Marcus, to review the scores of your game, for plot, we gave it a 1 each. For gameplay, I gave it a 1.5.
Yep.
Justin gave it a 1. For audio, we both gave it 1s. And for how scary, we both gave it 1s. That gives it a Here's Johnny final score of an 11.
That is going to be the lowest thing we've ever rated, I think. Because above
officially,
that.
Officially.
Yeah.
In this moment, I can confirm.
Because Ginger Dead Man was 14.
Ginger Dead Man was 14. We now have, just give me fanfare music. We now have our lowest reviewed piece of material on the podcast. Play what music do we have for him? I do want to thank Marcus for two reasons. One, this was a great kaiju choice, and two, you have already started a great conversation that's going to be going on the rest of the season and will culminate in the last episode, which I think will be a very good discussion.
Yeah, and I mean, Marcus will be on a later episode, actually, when we do Death Stranding. He is going to be on that episode. That'll be an interesting conversation, too.
Oh, yeah, it will.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Justin, go ahead and play a commercial from the Harry Potter podcast, one of the member podcasts of the Kaleidoscope Media Network, and we'll head on into the closing.
Ghosts. Split souls. Monsters. Sociopathic villains. Cold-blooded murders. And nightmares becoming reality. Does this sound like horror to you? Actually, these are all things that can be found in the Harry Potter series.
It can be scarier than you might think.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Audrey.
And in our podcast, Wizard Studies, we talk about all these parts of the wizarding world and even some more lighthearted stuff.
We can be found anywhere you listen to your podcasts and on Instagram and Facebook as Wizard Studies Podcast and Twitter as Wizard Studies.
Now back to your regularly scheduled horror talk on Here's Johnny.
So, Marcus, thank you once again, not only for being a patron, but for picking a pure kaiju game. Sorry that your entry now has the what is the right word? Has the recognition of being the bottom.
I was going to say set a new bar, but, you know.
There is still room because the lowest possible score is a 10. It's a 10%.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because we have to give ones. So the lowest possible score is a 10%. So there is room for it to be beaten, but you set the bar.
But he did pick a kaiju game, like a legitimate kaiju game.
I do. It is a good point, Justin. We should make it very clear. He did pick a great kaiju game.
Well, not great, but, you know, kaiju. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Next week is my discussion episode. Just now you tried to do one discussion episode to kind of break up all the reviews. Justin's was Tabletop with Friends, which ended up being Jeopardy with Justin.
Yeah, aka Butthole Talk.
Yes. Mine is going to be a discussion of Alfred Hitchcock. If longtime listeners of the podcast know, I have done these director retrospectives before.
Like James Wan in the first season, I believe?
Huh?
Was James Wan the first season?
James Wan was the first season. I think I did one on John Carpenter.
Oh, yeah.
And then I wrote a really long blog post about Tim Burton.
Right.
This is going to be a little bit different.
Okay.
We're going to have a patron special coming up for a review of Promising Young Woman with Rachel, the Zombie Girls. And then obviously it's Women in Horror Month. And then another thing that the Marilyn Manson stuff, which I just can't believe that someone's whose music helped me get through so much. I mean, Justin knows, like, I wore a Manson shirt to my rehearsal dinner for my wedding to piss off my dad and because I thought it'd be funny. And I believe Evan Rachel Wood and the women who are accusing him, and it seems like a lot of people are coming out to say it's what it is. And I fucking hate him for doing that. And it sucks. I haven't listened to any of his music. Usually I listen to his stuff like once a week, if not more. I haven't done that. I haven't gone through, I haven't listened to any music actually, is how sad it's been. I've listened to the podcast and audiobooks more than anything. I've actually gone through my backlog of podcasts because I've been avoiding music. And but no, because of all that, Alfred Hitchcock, even though he is a very well-known director, has a shady past, not only just with how he handled his actors and actresses, but how he specifically handled women. And since the movie we're reviewing is The Bird, which starred Tippi Hedren, and we're going to have a discussion on it.
I think it's very important as well.
I'm working on it as if I would approach like an essay. So, or for those who did speech and debate in high school in the United States, similar to how one would do a original oratory speech. And yeah, it's going to be kind of heavy. So make sure you're prepared for that. That's just your warning. It's going to be dark, and I'm not going to protect his legacy because I think the time has passed where we do that. We can appreciate his art, but we can certainly criticize the man. So that's next week.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously second everything you said about Manson. It's disgusting and
fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah. But I am looking forward to next week because we've talked about it before, but like, I don't think I've seen, I've seen Psycho. So I guess I have seen a Hitchcock
Birds,
movie,
I haven't seen much. You'll see with Birds, there are some very good selections out there. North by Northwest and Rear Window are like two of my favorite Hitchcock films, but obviously those don't fit into this season. So we will see Hitchcock again. I've made it very clear that there is the art and then there's the artist. And but I want, before we even have any of his art on here, to have a very serious discussion about the man. So that's next week. Probably no butthole talk.
I'll fit it in there. Well, not in the butthole, but you know what I mean.
But that's all I have for this week. Justin, is there anything else you can think of?
Help us. Oh, yes, actually. Holy shit. Yes. If you are a patron, we obviously have the kind of locked channel for patrons only that we talk about. And we've kind of been throwing around the ideas of doing post shows and kind of trying to figure out ways to like switch up what we can offer you, the listeners. And obviously there's a lot of talks going in there. And if you have any ideas, just let us know. Also and for games.
We were concerned that this was going to be a short episode. We're at 49 minutes.
I won't lie. When we came into this, I was like, there's no way this is going to be more than 20 minutes.
Rampage is a lot to talk about, or at least it inspired a lot to talk about.
Yeah, well, that's exactly the thing.
But that's it, guys. Once again, thank you all for listening. And until next week, stay scary. The Here's Johnny podcast is brought to you by Larry and Justin. You can find the show on Twitter at Here's Johnny Cast, and you can find Larry at Beaver LA.
You can find Justin at Pickle Thing, and you can email the show at heresjohnnypodcast@gmail.com. You can look us up on Facebook at Here's Johnny Podcast.
As always, in the show notes, you can find links to the Discord and to the website. We are also on Instagram at heresjohnny_podcast.
Also in the show notes, we'll have a link to the Twitch and YouTube channels. And if you would like to support the show, you can head on over to patreon.com/heresjohnnypodcast. Every cent goes into the show. And yeah, we just really use it to make the show better. Again, I just want to say thank you very much to our patrons. You guys help make this possible.
But yeah, Patreon is the way we support the show. We aren't looking to get rich. And like Justin said, every dollar, every cent, it all goes back in. There's some pretty cool tiers. So head on and look at that.
But until next week, see you guys later.